Hi, I'm Alan McQuarrie, the pastor of Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, Canada, your pastor for the day. It is a privilege to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes we forget that. We look at serving the Lord in our church or in other means as a burden. And yet it is really a privilege. The Apostle Paul says this, "We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which he prepared in advance for us." The reality is that God has a job for every one of us if we know him as our Savior. And we need to understand that it truly is a privilege to serve Christ. Not a burden, a privilege. And we will understand that it is a privilege when we better understand who it is we serve. When we understand that we have the opportunity to do that which the Lord has designed us to do. But there are certain things, two of them, that will automatically shut that down. I call them the game stoppers, the two things that will prevent me from doing that which God has prepared for me to do. And they are pride and unforgiveness. If either of those two things are in my life, I'm incapable of serving the Lord as he wants me to serve him. And so we need to examine our hearts and look at these two things. Today I want to look at specifically unforgiveness. We live in a world where people criticize us. We serve the Lord even in church and we're criticized. And it is so hard to have an attitude of forgiveness. We need to remember that parable that the Lord gave his disciples in Matthew 18, that parable that declares how much the Lord has forgiven us, that immeasurable amount that we've been forgiven of. And therefore, in reflection of that, we need to forgive each other. But unforgiveness in the heart of a believer in Christ cripples us from serving the Lord. It cripples us and creates a spiritual barrier between the Lord and me. It hinders my fellowship with the Lord. It hinders my fellowship with other believers. It hinders my spiritual growth and all of the blessings that God wants to bestow upon me. Let me give you six things that are a path to regaining a right relationship with the Lord. First of all, I have to acknowledge my situation. Lord, I've been hurt. I have been accused. We have to acknowledge that. Secondly, we need to ask for God's grace. Lord, give me the grace I need to forgive, because I don't necessarily want to forgive on my own. I know I must. I know I need to. Lord, give me the grace to forgive. Third, we have to confess our unforgiveness as sin. Yeah, my heart, the way it is right now, and the bitterness that is in my heart, it is sin, and I confess it as sin, O Lord. Then I need to understand that God wants me to draw close to him and find his forgiveness. That is the desire of the Lord, that we would walk close to him. And then finally, we need to relinquish our unforgiveness. Lord, help me to appreciate all that Christ has done for me so that I can forgive those who have wronged me, and give me a heart of love towards them that I may understand the need to reflect Christ in everything I do. I pray that you will search your heart today and ask the Lord to reveal to you anything that is hindering you from being used fully of him, any area of unforgiveness that exists today or even in the past. Deal with it so that you can come back to the Lord and do a great work and service for him, and he can bless you mightily today. Do not let unforgiveness hinder you from receiving all of the blessings that God has intended for you. I'm Pastor Alan, the teaching elder at Grace Community Church in Brockville, Ontario, your pastor for the day.